AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. plays Iran at the World Cup today in Qatar. The U.S. needs to win to keep playing. This is more than just a soccer match. There have been nationwide protests in Iran recently. Its nuclear program is expanding, and there have been attacks linked back to Tehran. This U.S. fan, Aaron, tells the AP he's focusing on the match.
The World Cup is a time where people come together, not somewhere for if you bring conflict. I think we should leave the conflict off the field, let the boys battle it out on the pitch, and that's the best way to when it comes to politics, to move forward.
Iranian Ahmad Barkholder also wants the focus to be on soccer.
Tonight, politics is totally out because the nation want to win this game. So politics will not come in tonight.
It's unclear whether any Iranian or U.S. government officials will be on hand for the match. A top Qatari official involved in the country's World Cup organization has put the number of worker deaths related to construction for the tournament at a much higher number, between 400 and 500. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, tells the AP China needs to move away from massive coronavirus lockdowns.
We have been recommending for some time now a recalibration of China's zero COVID policy, exactly because of the impact it has both on people and on the economy.
There have been protests across China of the lockdowns. China launched a rocket carrying three astronauts to complete construction of the country's permanent orbiting space station. A boil water order has been lifted in Houston. It took effect Sunday when a power outage at a purification plant caused water pressure to drop. The Michigan Supreme Court postponed the January trial for the parents of the teenager who killed four students at his high school. This is AP News. Australia's environment minister is fighting to keep the Great Barrier Reef off a list of endangered sites.
Tanya Plibersek said the criticisms of her government's inaction on climate change were not justified.
If the Great Barrier Reef is in danger, then every coral reef in the world is in danger.
Plibersek insisted the Australian government were doing all they could to save the reef.
There is no government taking the risks to coral reefs more seriously than the Australian government.
Scientist Jodie Rummer disagreed.
We cannot claim to be doing all we can for the reef at this point. We aren't. We need to be setting that message to the rest of the world that we are doing everything that we possibly can for the reef, and that means we need to take urgent action.
Feedback from Australian officials both at the federal and state level will be reviewed before Paris-based UNESCO makes any official proposal to the World Heritage Committee. I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.